From name changes to celebrations, new royalty, and remembering the fallen, September was a month to look back on. Reflecting on September, I'm Melissa Patrick. Holmes County Chamber members and the public were presented the official rebranding from the Hardwood Furniture Guild to the Ohio Furniture Guild and is an entity that markets the industry as a whole and not just a specific business.
The change to Ohio signifies the focus we have moving forward on our local builders. There are also builders in Indiana, Pennsylvania, Virginia, but the focus for us moving forward is Ohio. And it's not just hardwood furniture. We have outdoor furniture. We have all kinds of cabinets being made. We have upholstered furniture. So there's more variety maybe at the beginning.
235 businesses in the area. 184 of them are actual builders. So 184 wood shops, essentially, that would be building furniture.
Rhodey's IGA wrapped up their 90 days of deals for their 90th anniversary with a customer appreciation week, which included the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
We're proud of our employees, and we're so thankful from our community support, and we just thought it'd be a fun way to celebrate. And some weeks we had extra things going on. Some weeks it was, you know, sale prices in the ad. We had 90-cent items, which is unheard of in today's grocery world. So yeah, we are thankful, and we are excited to keep some of the stuff going on. It definitely created a fun atmosphere for those of us here at work every day, and I think the customers appreciated it as well. To our employees that have been with us from the very beginning, and we've had generations of people that have worked with us, we've had people that have met their spouses with us, and you know, sometimes it's just your first job. So just thank you to the community and our employee for the continued support, and we love what we do here, and we hope that we can continue on, I'd like to say, for the next 90 years.
Holmes County officially cut the ribbon on the expansion of the Winesburg Wastewater Treatment Plant, investing over $7 million, but was paid for with money from the American Rescue Plan Act.
It takes a lot of people to make something like this happen. When everybody works together, it turns out great. It's when people fight, and I've seen projects go sideways different places, that's when things go bad.
What really initiated it is the business people asking for sewer and sewer. You guys made them, you needed the sewer. And then we also had to encourage the residents to come in. Yeah. And everybody went along with it, and it was just really, really was a good thing.
Through Chris, the commissioners, and even all the county, it's amazing how you guys have all worked together. I deal with other counties, and you can't get commissioners, health departments, engineers, they all want their own power. This county has to be proud of itself of how everybody works together here. And this is our fifth one. I mean, not just here, but I mean, we've done this around this whole county. It's amazing the water quality that I'm sure the EPA can go back and look at our records before we started and where we are now. We went from one of the worst in the state to probably one of the best in the state. Just a vision of everybody working together and not fighting each other.
A new queen and princess were selected for the 2024 Holmes County Antique Festival, with Adeline Klein being selected as princess and Peyton Hudson was crowned queen. Hudson is one of seven across the years to be both princess and queen.
This year's second attendant is contestant number seven, Audrey Schlegel. This year's first attendant is contestant number five, contestant number two, Ms. Adeline. Each contestant must be between the ages of 14 and 18 and live, work, or go to school in Holmes County. Contestants must attend the events during the 2 days of our festival and travel to the state of Ohio representing Holmes County in the Antique Festival for the next year. And they must also follow the guidelines set forth by the Antique Festival Committee. Our contestants have already completed their one-on-one interview with their judges and will also be judged on the following:
just have to be confident, you have to be nice, be kind, be yourself, be a mentor for like the little girls, and just being really that person for them.
Holmes County Veterans Service Director Dan Stackhouse brought Silent Watch to Holmes County to promote support for veterans and to let them know that they are not alone. Veterans and other members of the community stood on the square of Millersburg by a casket for standing in solitude for 15 minutes.
I want to bring one of my great experiences I had with them to Holmes County veterans so that way they understand people are here. where on September 28th at the courthouse lawn, we're going to stand from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock for 15-minute increments and let veterans know they're not alone, that there are people here that know what they've been through, can talk to them what they've been through, and that there's resources out there to help them. Any life lost to suicide is one too many. And with our brothers and sisters in arms committing suicide, we want to let them know they're not alone.
Ohio would set a new record in September for the number of tornadoes in the state. So far was 71, and 87 of the 88 counties would hit drought conditions, with 20% of those under exceptional drought and 60% seeing severe or extreme drought. ODNR would issue a warning over water usage and encourage folks to conserve. A longtime staple in the frozen food business, Cygnus Home Service, whose new name was Yellow and was formerly known as Schwann's Home Delivery, ended operations after 70 years. U.S. citizens would now be able to renew passports online and avoid the mail-in paper application. And finally, Norfolk Southern would fire CEO Alan Shaw and would promote Chief Financial Officer Mark George into the position. With this reflection back to 2024, I'm Melissa Patrick.